Ken Danico is a multiple Stanley Cup champion, and you can watch him on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the season. Plus, we are very close to 10 solid hours of live trade deadline coverage tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m. on NHL Network. Ken Danico is with us here. All right, let's get to your view, sir, of the, for the time being right now, second best team in the Eastern Conference, the Carolina Hurricanes. Right to it.
Well, I'd love to say my New Jersey Devils, but in the Metropolitan Division, the best team in the Eastern Conference is the Boston Bruins.
Yes,
they are certainly no real holes in their lineup. Now they add Tyler Bertuzzi because Taylor Hall went on LTIR, long-term injury reserve, and that allowed them to have free up some cap space and kind of fill that void, and they are all in. There's no doubt about it. So, I don't know. Should we play the rest of the season? Should we go into the playoffs? Because can anybody beat the Boston Bruins this year? But I love it. That's why we play the games, right?
Right.
There's always upsets along the way. But the season that they've had is simply nothing short of remarkable. And, yes, the Canes are a heck of a team. They've been a heck of a team for the last handful of years here.
Yeah.
And we will see going in the playoffs. But, you know, me covering the Devils closely, we've been kind of a surprise team. Nobody expects us to be as good as we are. And certainly I didn't expect it. But they had Timo Meier, a real good goal-scoring, big, powerful forward that should help them down the stretch in the playoffs. It should be great. The Leafs have added a ton of pieces. The only thing I worry about every once in a while, and just looking back at some of the playoff runs I was fortunate to be on and some of those championships, if you add too much, does it upset the chemistry? Certain guys that, you know, role players that played their role to a T, now all of a sudden they either get a few less minutes or they're out of the lineup, and there's still 20-plus games to go here, just around 20 games, so you want to get them acclimated quickly. But the early results, the Leafs have lost a few games here, and certainly it's going to take some time, but it's going to be terrific down the stretch and in the playoffs, especially for the wild cards in the East. You know, a bunch of teams bunched up there, some teams making some noise now, the Senators wanting to maybe make this interesting, and they've got a lot of firepower. So I just feel this year in the playoffs, there may be a surprise here, a big upset in round one. We will see. The Rangers are a real good hockey club, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I could go on, but there's a lot of good teams, and maybe one of those wild card teams, those young guns, if Ottawa gets in or Buffalo, could surprise somebody along the way. That's why we play the games, like I said, and the playoffs are the most exciting in the National Hockey League for me than any other sport.
Ken Danico from NHL Network is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, and you can watch him and their crew tomorrow starting at 10. Full trade deadline coverage. I want to, if you could, put your player hat on again. And the Hurricanes have made two moves. One, I think, has some significance to what they're trying to do. And Shane Gostisbehere, a defenseman who should help the power play. He'll play limited minutes on a third pair, but that's where he is right now for Carolina. And the other, Puljujärvi from Edmonton, who's probably no better than a fourth-line winger for them and maybe in the lineup all the time, maybe in and out of the lineup. I don't know. But as a player, are you looking for your organization, your front office, to supplement what you have? Does it matter to you, or if the Hurricanes try to sell the players on, we just trust you, is that enough?
Well, look, most teams, most contenders, and you certainly consider the Carolina Hurricanes a contender. They've been the last handful of seasons, and they've raised the bar. It's Stanley Cup or bust, or at least that's the attitude you have to have going into the playoffs. And I'm sure Coach Rod Brind'Amour, Don Waddell, general manager, and their staff, that's what they believe. They believe they can win it all. Now, in the past, for me, and you tell me to put my player's hat on, in the championship runs that I've been on, it's always those subtle pickups that seem to maybe have even a bigger pickup, a guy that, you know, flies under the radar. I can look from my championship teams in 95, and aging Neil Broughton comes to us. Everybody thought his career was winding down. Well, I think he was third and something along those lines in playoff scoring for us. We don't win without him. Grant Marshall in 2003, we had him you know, you don't think a whole lot about it. A physical role type forward, and he made some big plays, scored some big goals, and that was the difference for us along the way. So when you had a Puljujarvi, he's trying to rejuvenate his career. He's a big body, a high draft pick. Can he find his footing in Carolina and all of a sudden become an impact player for them and score some big goals? It's a new lease on life. That's what I think Carolina is looking for because they love their team, and rightfully so. I would as well. They're a deep team. They rely on everybody, four lines, six, seven defensemen. You need that depth. Gostisbehere, not known to be great defensively, but he never will be. But having a real strong season in Arizona,
yep,
playing very loose, and you're right, he could help their power play. So as a player, you know, when you make the big deal, even for New Jersey, they fast-tracked it. They were in a, you know, retool, rebuild type of way. But general manager Tom Fitzgerald rewarded the team with one of the bigger prized trade deadline acquisitions in Timo Meier, who's a 30-plus goal scorer already. And he felt he wanted to reward his team and show them that we believe in you. We believe not only have we been a little bit of a surprise, but maybe we can do some things in the playoffs. And he went out and got Timo Meier. But that was the only deal they've made thus far. Remains to be seen if they make any more. So I'm just a believer a lot of the time. And what Carolina did. No, it doesn't look like a ton, but those are the guys that every once in a while, quite often in my opinion, can surprise you and be a supplementary piece that you need along the way. And I always do guard against adding too much. I'm not saying the Leafs wanted to add some grit. They added some good role-type players that have had success in this league. Will they fit in soon enough and find that chemistry with a Toronto team that's kind of all in? And you look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, you never count them out.
No.
I forget the Lightning.
Right.
Stanley Cup finalists 3 years in a row, win it twice. They go and get some grit. They paid an awfully steep price. But where they're at, they don't care. In 5 years, are they going to be maybe in a little bit of trouble, certainly? Yeah, but they feel they've got a five-year window with that core group to win a few more times. So you understand every general manager thinking differently. You read the comments on social media and, oh boy, they paid way too much for this or that. Tampa's done that, but they've certainly put over the years, but they've certainly pushed all the right buttons, going to the finals three times and winning twice. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but I think everybody has a different feel. But players themselves, when you get a big impact player coming into your team, you go, wow, yeah, you're excited. You hope it works because it always doesn't. A lot of times it's those subtle trades that fly under the radar where those guys have a big impact. I'll even look at the Washington Capitals back when they won in 2018. Devontae Pelly Smith comes in and scores seven goals for him.
Yeah.
Seven goals for the Washington Capitals. Now his career after that, he was out of the league shortly after.
Doesn't matter.
He had that magic moment, and they don't win without him.
Ken Danico is joining us here. Before we let you go, specific to what Carolina does on a routine game in, game out basis, why can't it be successful in the postseason?
Well, look, it can. They've been close every year, and they've had some tough series in the, you know, in round two along the way, and haven't gotten over that hump maybe, but they're a swarming team that has to rely on everybody to chip in offensively. So from my perspective and watching the Canes, it's always been, can they get the big goals and that guy that just doesn't need as many opportunities to score in the playoffs? And they're just having a great year, and I talk about how balanced they are, and Aho and those guys. You're going to need a little more from Kotkaniemi and Tara Vinen and those guys. Can they elevate their play from my standpoint? But they're a team very easily, in my opinion, can come out of the East. They're solid. A lot of times it comes down to goaltending. How's their goaltending going to be? Boston Bruins have been a monster in goal.
Yeah.
Allmark has had that type of year. Will it continue in the playoffs? That doesn't mean it will. So that's why, again, you always have to have a belief you can upset the Goliath. And Boston Bruins right now are the Goliath. But I do put the Canes right there as a team that certainly could do that.
File this away, Ken Danico, on NHL Network. And by the way, he'll be part of the crew starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Full trade deadline coverage. Linus Ullmark has never in his career beaten the Carolina Hurricanes. Ever.
There you go.
Ever.
And that's a good thing. So you're telling me there's a chance, as they say in the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Ken, you're the best. I appreciate your time, man. We'll be watching tomorrow.
My pleasure. Great being on with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Ken Danico for his time. Again, NHL Network coverage of the trade deadline starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow.